Hello, welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Yes, indeed, I am here without Dr. J, though. I just got done doing the Common Good radio show without Andreas. I am now doing this show without Dr. Jennifer Herrera. She is the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, so she brings a lot to this show, not only just in like title and credibility, but in just shine and happiness. And Patrick Lopez didn't get to meet her. That's unfortunate, because I'm sure you guys would have got along really well. Yeah, and I'm sure, kind of like with Raul, like there's just like this melting of minds coming, like all the right people are coming together. So like,
just means I'll have to come back.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Yeah, and she was actually a little bummed that she missed you. So when I told her you're going to be on, so yeah, you'll definitely have you back. But yeah, let me go ahead and introduce our guest. That is Mr. Patrick Lopez. He is the VP, Vice President. Actually, is that the official title?
Yeah,
Vice President of MPG Automotive Services. And yeah, I'm sure you know MPG Automotive Services. You can't pretty much drive any more than 4 or 5 miles and not pass by one. So, and it seems, I don't know, it's just like, I guess, you know, we didn't really touch about that too much on the Common Good Show, but like, how many locations do you guys have now?
We have 11 in Tucson. Mm-hmm. Now we have 5 in El Paso.
That's wild, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it keeps me very busy, but it's very rewarding.
Yeah. Are you allowed to like discuss like the master plan, or is that like, is that kept in a lock and safe in the dungeon somewhere?
Growth. I mean, growth wears smart, right? Mm-hmm. You know, historically I try to follow the great societies of this, you know, world, right? Rome grew too quick, too fast, and didn't build infrastructure, and that's why they failed, right? Mm-hmm. We're not going to follow that model. We're going to grow when it's smart, build the infrastructure so that we can then grow again. So,
and how old is MPG Automotive? Because I feel like it just like came on like a wildfire. I feel like it wasn't just a little while ago. I didn't see MPG Automotive all over the place.
Yeah, no, it was 2009. Yep. So okay. It's been about 12 years. Yeah. This will be our 13th year in business. Man. So at least one store per year. Yeah. And when we first started, it was 2 per year. Mm-hmm. So. No, we've been very fortunate.
That's cool, man.
Taking advantage of any opportunity that was presented in front of us when it made sense, right?
Yeah.
So,
but definitely we have you here. That's, you know, enough kind of us gushing over amazing MPG Automotive and how successful you guys have been. We have you here from the Making College Come True radio show, and kind of in line of the book Making College Come True: 10 Keys to Success by Dr. Jennifer Herrera. Main 4 questions, and I'll kind of break this down for you with the audience here, Pat. First segment, I'll ask you about what made you choose your degree, what made you choose to go to college in the first place, your experience with college. Second segment, we'll talk about your experience with college, like what college was like, and like what, you know, what the goods, the bads, the happies and the sads. Third segment, we'll talk about, you know, the extra stuff you did outside of college while you were in college, because I'm sure you, like most people, there, you know, there's this, a life that outside of the building walls of the school. And then the 4th segment, what'd you make of it? You know, because certainly we want to inspire people not only to get college degrees, but, you know, to dream big and make something of themselves. So to start it off, what was your experience, you know, in your household in regards to going to college, and you know, when did you first get the idea in your head, okay, I'm going to college?
Well, I'm fortunate in the sense that it was never a question of, you know, if I'm going to go to college. It was kind of more of a question of where. And it was instilled by my parents at a young age. You know, my father came from a military household in which it was regimented, and he was told to work hard, and everything about that is great. But he was told that he could never become the president, that he could only hold the door. He could go through the Marines and hold the door for the president, but he couldn't actually become the president. And he said, nope, I'm going to be the president. I'm going to work towards it. I'm going to become. He did his research. He found out that most presidents are lawyers first. So he went to the U of A and started going to law school. And unfortunately, life circumstances happened, and he wasn't able to finish that. But I tell him, you are the president. You're the president of MPG and many of other companies.
I bet he's super smart, too. I've never met your dad, but I can bet he's smart as a pistol.
Yeah. No, he is. And it's funny because even in grad school, and we'll talk about that later, there were lessons that he had already taught me And so I was looking like the genius in class because I'm talking to them about, you know, about, you know, theologies that he had already expressed to me because he had learned them through the hard knock life of running a business on his own. So, but yeah, no, I'm fortunate that that was never a question. But I mean, even from my perspective, my father pushed to go to college and paid for it on his own and benefited greatly from it, even though he didn't finish college. But he even not that he regrets it, but he says that he wishes he would have been able to finish. And he even thought about going at the same time as I was going. But I think he wanted to say, you know, okay, you finish it off and then I'll go back at some other point.
Yeah, and so, like I said to you, actually, we were talking before the show, he still could.
Yeah,
you
know? And he will. I'm sure he will.
Seems like a plenty healthy man that, you know, that could. Yeah. But either way, like, obviously, like, we've seen it doesn't equal success.
No. Yeah. It's what you put into it. Yeah. That's for sure.
For sure. And then so they were telling you you're gonna go to college, but as a matter of which college, what made you choose the college that you chose?
Well, I'm a diehard U of A fan. For better or for worse, I was always going to go to U of A. Now, I didn't do the due diligence that I needed to in high school, so there was a question as if I was going to be able to go to U of A.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did not have a stellar GPA. I was in all advanced classes and was, you know, relatively advanced in terms of like testing, right? My SAT score was very, very high. But my GPA was low because I goofed off in the earlier years. But I was able to recover from that, from the goofing off time, and put the effort back in my last semester. And got a great SAT score after studying for quite a bit. And got accepted into U of A and then picked my major. And but it was probably the most stressful time in my life, thinking if I was going to get into that. I still have my U of A acceptance framed in my office, and I look at it every day as a reminder.
I do too. I have mine framed as well.
Yeah, as a reminder that, look, even though it wasn't a question, you know, I goofed off, put my mind back into the right place, and pushed for it as hard as I possibly could, and I achieved it. And I said, if I could do that, I can do whatever I put my mind to, and I've stuck by that. So it's a reminder for me that getting into college, is the first step, and then it's what you do beyond that.
Yeah.
So getting the mindset right was important.
Yeah, for sure. And that's super cool that that you kind of I guess like as old as you are, I guess, 'cause my parents were the same way, where, you know, I was raised in the military family, but as old as I can remember, my parents telling me, you're either going to go to college or join the military. Or you're not going to live in this house. But then I was like, well, I can't live in the house or the college or the military.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't even make any sense. What are you guys talking about? But I did actually end up joining the military, and I did end up going to college. But it's interesting how that's not the case with a lot of people.
No,
you know, there's a lot of people, and that especially we're seeing it, that we meet, that they were told even worse, that not you can't be the president. They were told you can't go to college.
Yeah.
You know, this they were like, be happy that you have a job at McDonald's. Like, college ain't a possibility.
Yeah. That's a shame. Yeah. No, it's a shame because, you know, my father has preached that education's a great equalizer. You should always seek out education, whether it's institutional or not.
Yeah.
And to stunt somebody by saying, hey, no, stay here, then You keep them from equalizing their opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're going to talk about all that and more after this break with Patrick Lopez of MPG Automotive Services. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you got a student from K-12 that you're looking to make college come true in their life, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show, or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, welcome back. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Yes, that is the academy that makes college come true. So if you're looking to make college come true for your student K through 12, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. I have the pleasure of learning about this academy, and as I learn more, what I tell Dr. J all the time is that it's much like having the opportunity to put your student in a private school, but it's free, because the whole entire point of the school, from kindergarten until they get into college, because their sole purpose is to get your student to college. So, like you heard us, me and Patrick, talking about the first segment about how, by the grace of God, in our households, we had parents that, you know, bred into us, you're going to college. College is very important. And we share that, you know, with those that are around us as well. But that's not the case. But thankfully, with Tucson International Academy, they teach that that's what the school's all about. Like they even have on senior day, all of the seniors at the school sit down and they fill out their FAFSA. So that way, you know, whether they want to or not, they qualify for a grant to go to college, which a lot of people don't realize it, but most people can go to college for free for 2 years, paid for by the government, by a government grant, particularly if you're, you know, if you don't have the money to pay for it. And if you do have the money to pay for it, pay for it. Right.
Well, even then FAFSA still helps.
So. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's a lot of people that, even if, you know, your parents are of means, you're still eligible for certain grants, and there's still stuff that you could get. So, you know, and enjoy it, you know, take advantage of it, because, you know, that's what life's about. A lot of what, you know, Patrick and I talk about, particularly on the Common Good, and just in like helping, teaching someone how to fish, is like teaching somebody how to fish is pretty much showing them how to access resources.
Oh yeah. I mean, think about, you know, taxes. They didn't teach us that in every public school. Like in my public school, I didn't get taught that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had to struggle through that on TurboTax for, you know, and even then, I mean, sure, there are better ways to do it, but no, that's awesome. I mean, FAFSA was one of those things that is high anxiety for somebody, because you're asking the government for money. Otherwise, hey, I don't know if I can go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize that there's plenty of money out there.
Yeah.
You just have to fill out the paperwork properly.
Yeah.
And to have somebody that can sit there with you and do it is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super awesome. And I guess that's kind of a good segue. When you finally, you know, decide, okay, I got accepted into U of A, I'm going to U of A, like who helped you with that process? What was that process like? And, you know, and then kind of, you know, explain to us some of the first days going into good old college.
Well, some of the best time of my life. I mean, I really remember it fondly. I was fortunate that in high school, I had a mentor, an economics teacher, who was really influential in my life, that, you know, kind of led me.
Me too, surprisingly enough. Me too.
Yeah, I mean, he was fantastic. I think he's at University High School right now. And
I went to Hamilton High School. He was my senior economics teacher at Hamilton. But it wasn't the same person,
man.
But economics.
Economics.
Or maybe if it's just like, if you're passionate about a certain subject, you'll meet a teacher that it just really like touches your heart in the right spot. And then it just sticks with you.
That's so funny you say that. We have a saying in my office, and I write it on every board we have. It's when a student is ready to listen, a teacher will appear. And it's really when a student's ready to learn, a teacher will appear, but I'm bad at listening, so that's no, but it truly was. I was ready to go to college. I was finally ready to go to college, and he presented me with an option that wasn't like anybody else. I mean, I was wanting to go for engineering. I genuinely believed that I was going to be an engineer, and there was nothing else for me. That was it. And he showed me business economics, and I fell in love. And so when I got accepted to U of A, I immediately applied to the business program so that I could go for the economics degree and never look back. I mean, I just remember those. I was one of those people that still, I mean, I still lived at home, still worked during the time of college, still had a 40-minute drive to get there. And so fortunately, him instilling that motivation that, hey, I genuinely love what I'm going to do, made it easy for me to just keep pushing through all these barriers.
Nice.
So I know a lot of friends that'd be like, ah, it's a 30-minute drive. I'm not going to go in today. And I was always like, nope, I'm going to go learn economics today. It's time to go in there. So.
And it's just fun being at the school.
It is.
I mean, I think
it's energy.
We're talking about it during the break. Like, you're asking me, like, you know, don't you enjoy just being, you know, in that energy compared to regular life? And I'm just like, well, my regular life's pretty cool too. But yeah, you know, it is cool to kind of just like be around young people. They're just all, you know, have a smile, like, for no reason. Like, why are you smiling? I don't know. But yeah, you're wearing a mask. I can still tell you're smiling really big. It's weird. But yeah, it's super cool. And just being like, it's weird to have in my economics class, it's in one of the auditoriums. It's 500 people in my economics class.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
No. And the nice thing is it dwindles down too. I know a lot of people are nervous, like, wow, I'm not going to get hands-on training. You've seen they have millions of TAs. I mean, just like one per 10 students, like especially for the bigger classes, right?
So it's, all you do is ask.
Yeah. That's like, a crazy thing. You know, we build up all this social anxiety that, oh, they're going to look at me badly because they don't think I paid attention. No, they actually look at you fondly for asking the questions. Those are the people that get further in life in general. The ones that ask. Those are the ones that receive. The people that sit back and hope that things come to them, they're not doing what they need to just do the one extra step and say, hey, can I have some help?
So, yeah, it's definitely the thing that I'm noticing in my class, which is like you're saying, like I have this this online class where it's like she puts us in little groups sometimes, and then when she comes in, she's just, you know, she comes in to check on us, and, you know, she's there just for us to ask, and when we do ask, she just like lights up and she glows and she's so happy. So it's like, it's super awesome, and I'm kind of like, I'm kind of tapping on this because certainly let this be a nugget that the listeners grab with them, because like, This is one of the jewels. Like in a lot of situations, like we're so embarrassed, we kind of get in our own way from trying to find the answer or getting to where the solution is, because you won't just ask.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, we talked about FAFSA. That's just asking. There are grants out there. It's just asking. You know, we were in a meeting not too long ago, even in the automotive industry, there are grants for people that work there to go to school, $2,500, and they give out 12 of them. And they said every year, they have 5 to 6 remaining. Nobody even asks for them. They're like, we can't even give this money away. We're trying to. And
would that apply to go be in your program?
Anything to help the business. So technically, I use my degree. It was never intended for me to use my degree in our business. It just so happened to work out that way. But if it was for the intent of using it in your business, then yeah, you absolutely could. Nice. So
that's
great.
Super cool. Yeah. And what's somewhere like we got probably about a minute, so we have to go into break. What's another fond memory you have of college?
Well, I think of college in kind of two steps, because I did go to grad school as well. Grad school, my life was a little more stable, and I was working a lot longer and had more under my belt. But both experiences were just positive in the sense that you felt like everyone around you was trying to just keep moving forward and gain a career. And I just remember college very fondly, like I was talking to you about. I would go back at some point for a PhD or a Juris Doctorate or something like that. So
nice. Yeah. Well, when you do that, I'll have you represent.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you were to get like a law degree or something like that, that was just be to kind of just better yourself. You wouldn't
represent. I don't think I'd go. I mean, sure, I'd be a public defender. I love helping people.
Would you?
But I think probably it'd be business law.
I couldn't see it for you.
It'd probably be business law, to be fair.
Okay, awesome. Well, we will talk about all that and more after the break. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here without Dr. Jennifer Herrera. But I do have Patrick Lopez of MPG Automotive Services here with me to talk about his experience with Making College Come True in his life. We'll be back right after the break.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, welcome back to Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Hopefully we're making college come true for you, because as we've been talking about in this show, we make college come true for me. My goodness, like I've been told Patrick before the break, I got 6.5 years of college underneath my belt, but somehow couldn't find myself a degree. But just being around Dr. J and helping her do this show, she made college come true for me. I just realized just how easy it is. It's weird how like all these misconceptions or these preconceived notions, like even like you're talking about how like you're in all these advanced classes and all this, that, and the other thing. And I'm sure you had fair enough grades. You probably didn't have all A's, but you probably had A's through C's or something like that, just fine.
Quite a bit of C's. I think it was like a 2.6 GPA.
Yeah, but it was probably, I'm sure U of A seems like they take most people.
That's the other misconception. Yeah. A lot of people think, well, I should never even apply because they're not going to accept me. No, they're human beings on the other end. That's like, you know what? I want to give this person a chance. They're trying. Mm-hmm. They at least applied.
Yeah. And it's just like, there's this line that we have in our head of like the requirement line. And I think it's funny. I was talking about with Raul about it. In regards to Andreas, like he changes my perception on things so much, because just an example, Andreas, he teaches at Pima Community College and he teaches mental health, and like he has his own curriculum that he does with the students at Pima Community College. Andreas doesn't have no degrees.
Yeah. You don't even need one. I mean, my dad, not that I'm saying anything bad about U of A professors, because they're all fantastic, but my dad has some knowledge that I think supersedes some of their stuff just because of life experience, right? I mean, things evolve, things change, and if you've lived life, you've learned as much as some college professors.
So it's just, to go back to the point that we're not, certainly not bashing on people that don't have college. Myself, that doesn't have any degrees, not bashing on myself. I don't have any negative feelings. I've certainly have seen success, but if you add that on to all the prowess that you already have, look what's possible. So that's super cool. Absolutely. And one thing we were talking about during break, I certainly want to hear more about fond memories at the U of A.
Yeah, I mean, look, the atmosphere is great. Obviously, you know, I was even telling you the atmosphere at the sporting events really just reinvigorate you into like that school spirit. Mm-hmm. There are very few times where you get spirited about something in your life, right? Like I love Arizona, the state we live in, but I'm not wearing Arizona everything, chanting go Arizona, all that stuff, right? But when you're on U of A campus, you're a U of A fan, you're chanting go U of A and all that stuff. And I was even telling you the McHale experience. I mean, it's one of those things that, like, you have to be like a 3-generation season ticket holder to even get in there, right? Or you got to pay a lot of money to get a ticket, or hope it's a bad game and so people are giving up their tickets for cheap. But as a student, there's always room, and you can always go in there and just cheer your head off.
Well, explain this process to me, because I need to know how to get one of these passes.
It's been a minute.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure that you can get literally an athletic pass, which is to all athletic events.
Okay.
And then the way that basketball works is, because it's such a smaller venue, you have to go and register to get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's generally like the Tuesday before the game or something like that.
Mm.
And then it's just first come, first serve.
Okay.
So it's a whole section, bottom to top, that you get on camera generally if it's a big game. Like,
nice. So I'll be painting my face that day.
Yeah.
Okay,
somebody will paint your face outside. They'll have it ready to go.
Yes.
But it's an amazing experience. They even hand out like the big head signs and stuff.
That's good. I can't wait.
It's a great experience. Yeah. I really enjoy it.
Maybe I should actually probably learn who the players are.
Yeah, yeah. Probably look up the players first.
Okay.
And that's the first step.
That sounds good. I think it's just like I'm learning how to be a U of A student. That's what you're teaching me now.
Yeah.
This is like, I brought you on as a crash course to teach me how to be an appropriate student.
The next things you have to do is you have to go to the library and stay there late at night.
Okay.
And then the street Highland, there's a cafe and they have burritos like all the way until like, I think, 2 a.m.
Interesting.
And that's how you survive finals week.
I've been living such bougie U of A experience.
Yeah, I know. You're probably bringing your own food.
I've been hanging out at the Arizona Sands Club,
eating inside
the U of A stadium. I'm doing my homework there. I'm just chilling. Yeah. I'm ordering some like Hawaiian chicken sandwich and some iced tea.
Yeah. Well, see, the nice thing is it's also built for the non-bougie experience.
Okay.
The just struggling to make it through.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, it's...
I want to try that,
I love
though.
It.
Like, I've been trying to, like... I don't wear suits to school or anything.
Yeah.
Like, I try to dress
in like business school, I dress
person.
Literally like this.
Really?
I know nobody can see me, but I'm literally business casual. Because I heard, like, early on... And actually, in our first Economics 101 class, they said, you know... mentality has a lot to do with your success, and so dress for success. And then they brought out a coach in one of our other classes, I can't remember, that was like talking about how to dress and all that stuff, and I took it to heart and I said, okay, well, I want to be a business executive, so I'm going to dress like a business executive.
Nice.
So,
well, I'm going to start dressing like Mark Zuckerberg.
Dress down?
Yeah. I'm just going to wear a black t-shirt and jeans everywhere that I go.
Like, I'm going to go for Bezos. He's at least a little more ripped. So
yeah,
I'll
that's
go.
True. Let me see. Who else has a little style? I don't know. Prince? Is that too much?
Yeah. And see, you know, interesting enough, we talked about not bashing college. Those guys didn't finish college. But what they did is they took the experiences from college, the time management, the, you know, knowing your audience, you're building a market for your audience. Mark Zuckerberg is a perfect example for that. He literally took Facebook as his experience in college, trying to communicate with people within his own network, right? Mm-hmm. College gives you an experience that even if you don't finish it, it will change your life for the better, because you've learned time management, you've learned communication skills, you've learned how to ask when you need help. All those little things build up to make you a better, more well-rounded person in whatever career you do beyond college.
Yeah. The thing I've been thinking super cool about being a U of A student, or just even being a college student in general, is like, it opens you up to all this like mainframe of stuff that you never have had access to until you were...
Research One University, man. U of A.
Research One University.
That's what they are, which means that you have access to pretty much everything that isn't like a specific archive. So you can get stuff that MIT has access to.
Mm-hmm.
So being part of a university like that gives you access to things that even in the private sector, I could never touch.
Mm.
That's why, like, when I was in grad school, Microsoft and Intel and Raytheon were working with us, because we can get a hold of information that they can't. And so a small donation can get them a great insight. So there's a lot of cool stuff from college. I love it.
Man, now I see why you like economics, because there's just like all these layers and these folds and fabrics behind holes.
You get to see how companies really interact beyond what they show to the public. So that's what I love about economics. Everybody works off of utility, and that's what economics is. So.
Nice. Well, We will definitely discuss all that and more after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you're trying to make college come true for your K-12 student, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. I'm Pastor John McClain with Patrick Lopez with MBG Automotive Services. We'll be back right after this break.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Yeah, that's right. I hope you guys are strapped in and ready to have a good time because this is the last segment of the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you're one of those cool kids out there that are looking to make college come true in your life, go, Mommy, I want to go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com because that is the place where if you're looking to make college come true in your life, it's guaranteed there. Not saying that there aren't other educational institutions around this city, which I'm sure Mr. Patrick Lopez went to one of them that made college come true in his life, maybe not as high emphasis as Tucson International Academy, but assuming that you don't have the good fortune and blessed life that Mr. Patrick Lopez and myself did, and you do want to have a leg up, Tucson International Academy is the place to find it. That's a good enough commercial, right?
Yeah, that was. I think let's snip that and,
and
hand it over.
Can it. You got it, Tom.
Yep. No, so, but it's true. I mean, you're right. We both are fortunate. Mm-hmm. My high school was a college preparatory high school.
Okay.
But I don't even think it was probably like maybe 50% went on to college. Mm-hmm. But yeah, places like that, I mean, you're talking about 100% rate or upper 90s. That's some.
Well, it's just 100% acceptance rate. So probably like a lot like you're dealing with where it's just like maybe some people didn't decide to go to college.
Yeah,
maybe
some
people decided to go into the business world, join the military.
That's impressive. I mean, yeah, look, that's the number one anxiety and stress is to want to be accepted, right? Mm-hmm. And to get accepted into college is a form of acceptance. Yeah. So that's fantastic.
And just make it like, for me, I went to Hamilton High School in Chandler, Arizona, which was a great school. I went to school with like Dale Earnhardt's grandkids and
that's
like
gotta be a fantastic
John,
school.
The president of John Deere's kids. And like I went to school with Tyson Basha. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I went to school with Terrell Suggs. Like, I went to a really posh public school, though.
I don't know if enough time's passed yet for me to know, like,
Terrell Suggs? He was,
No, I know Terrell Suggs.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm saying I don't know if there's enough time for me to pass to know if, like, a big group is going to come out of ours.
Like, high school?
Oh, you know what? You're talking about parents, right? Like, their families.
No, I'm talking about people that I went to school with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's interesting. I just went to school with this really, like, rich school.
Yeah.
But even though I went to this really rich school, they didn't prepare me for college.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I didn't go to a preparatory college or preparatory high school. So it was just like, okay, let's just get you through school.
Yeah,
like,
let's just pass
like,
you.
Yeah, if I can read and write, like, everybody's patting me on the back. And particularly, I went to school with, like, professional athletes and, like, really rich people. So it was, you know, to learn about schools like this. I mean, even in preparatory, like schools that prepared people for college, mm-hmm. I really didn't have much knowledge about this. Mm-hmm. So to the fact that there's kind of this network of schools that we have around here that it's free, and usually, and most of these campuses are in disenfranchised areas.
That's so, even better,
yeah,
to be honest
with you.
Yeah,
super cool.
Yeah, it's one thing to have it up, you know, mm-hmm. where there's a lot of affluent people, but then mm-hmm. there's another thing to give it where, you know, the need is. So.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well, that's good.
Yeah, so talking about college, what, you know, we talked a lot about your experience going into it, you know, your background, your family, and how they encouraged you into it, and kind of how, at least mentally, mm-hmm. you stumbled into college.
Yeah.
And then going through college, you actually, like, you found, like, your legs. It seemed like probably that's where, like, that's where you became a man
yeah.
in a lot of ways.
No, I think it was fortunate in the sense that I genuinely just put in the effort when I was mm-hmm. in college, more so than I even did in high school. And in my undergrad, I can't even say that I did a bang up job like I would have liked to.
Mm.
I was fortunate that I, after the first semester, was able to get in the Honors College.
Mm.
And so that helped me in the sense that for Eller, you have to apply and you have to go through this rigorous course of applying and training and all this stuff. And you go through interviews, and it's a really stressful process.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get a high enough GPA that all I did was hand in my resume, and I never had to go through any of that.
Nice.
And that was amazing. Now, I kind of regret it because everybody else had the stress and preparation for that, and I think it helped them in their careers. And I had to learn that in my junior and senior year, just organically applying for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, it was a great experience. Graduated from the U of A with a business economics degree.
Mm-hmm.
In my last semester, I took an economics class where they used a program called SaaS, which is generally it's software as a service. I can't remember what this one's called, but it involved coding, and I loved it, and I wanted to know more.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a graduate program, MIS. They're number 3 in the nation. They're always top 5.
Mm.
Incredibly difficult, hard to get into. I applied and was fortunate enough to get in.
Mm-hmm.
I got to consult for Microsoft, Intel, Raytheon,
nice.
Do some amazing projects for them. And with that confidence of going through something like that, I now have been able to make multi-million-dollar deals in the company that we're in now, just applying the principles that I learned in my time in college. So
that's amazing.
I'm fortunate enough in the situation where I am. My father owns a company, right? Not that he's ever the type to give something to family. We all have to earn it. I, at the age of 24, was able to become his vice president, become his right-hand man, help him grow the company to the heights that he wanted to. And I've been using my economics degree, I've been using my programming background, and then I've been using the consulting that I really learned in college to help us grow.
So you pretty much went straight from high school through undergraduate through graduate?
There was a break in between where undergrad and grad school, but yeah, it was just straight through. I did an accelerated program for all of them. I graduated from college a semester early, and I could have been a year early, but I messed up. I wasn't paying attention to a summer class I should have taken. But again, that's where it comes from, asking people, what do I need, right? And then grad school was only 3 semesters, so a year and a half.
It's wild.
It was. So I have a master's now, and it feels unreal. And they wanted me to go back for a doctorate even at the college. And I just felt that it was time to go use it. And I have used it. And like we talked about, I'm a computer nerd and in the best sense of the way. And I use my economics degree to build programs that have revolutionized our company in many ways. Where some companies are still putting things on pen and paper, we're very technology-driven automotive industry or automotive service centers, where pretty much only the big players are that.
Yeah.
And we're a relatively small player relative to a big dealership or a large corporation. So I've loved absolutely every second ever since I've had my degree, to the point where we talked about it. I said I kind of want to go back and get more, because every time I go back to college, I get a little more that then helps me in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's I don't know, I guess, how long has it been since you've been kind of helping develop MPG Automotive Services, and what would you say have been kind of some of the markers that you could point to in that time?
Well, it's nice that I started at 16, so I could see how I grew as a person with my education, right? My high school education didn't do me any disservice. I definitely was smart coming out of there. But immediately in my undergrad, I was able to promoted to become inventory manager because in economics, you're talking all about optimization. Mm-hmm. So I was running optimization equations to figure out how we could optimize our inventory, keep losses down to a minimum. And I think from 1 year to the next was like $100,000 savings, right?
That's wild.
So I immediately made my worth.
And became favorite son right away.
Exactly. Yeah, one of one son, so I became the favorite again.
Yay!
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you know what? I'll keep you around.
You're not my least favorite anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, no, it was great. And then, you know, when I was going through grad school, I started building these programs. And, and every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday, I mean, starting Friday night, every Saturday and Sunday, I would just jump on a server and just start toying around. For the company, and it immediately benefited us. I built a clock-in portal for us. That's where I started, building something so that my guys could clock in and out of work, right? Something so simple, but the program we were using, it wasn't good. And so nobody knew how many hours they worked. So when their paychecks came out, they were like, oh, something's missing. Well, I want to know at the beginning, like, hey, I don't want anyone missing out on pay. So it worked out fantastic for us, and haven't looked back from it, so...
Nice.
But I tell you, every little class that I took benefited me in college. There wasn't a single one. And even the art classes that you have to take, there isn't a single one that didn't make me a better, more well-rounded person.
That's good. I was hoping that photography class I'm taking right now.
I really enjoyed those. Those are nice. Yeah. Hey, my friend became a photographer because of a U of A photography class, professional.
It's weird. In the back of my head, I feel like I secretly want to be a photographer, but I just don't, doesn't make sense to me. Like, I hear my parents' voice in my head, like, you can't make money doing photography.
You can, though. He has apparently a very rewarding long career because of it. So you never know. I mean, those undergrad classes are there to widen the breadth of, of make you a more well-rounded person. And if you become a world famous photographer and multimillionaire because of it, well, then thank goodness for undergrad classes.
Yeah, it'd be cool. And so far, so good. I mean, I definitely have all the classes I've taken. Granted, I'd say like, and this would be a fun question to ask you. My favorite class I ever took was a logics class. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite class you ever took?
Game theory, which is a logic class.
Okay.
Yeah, game theory in grad school is no fun because it's very mathematically intensive. But game theory in once you're in Eller is very enjoyable. The way that the teachers think... makes you reevaluate how you approach any problem. So I don't want to be cryptic, but
game theory,
economic game theory, even in general. I mean, like Raul talked about, you can go look that up. I'm self-taught in programming when it comes to PHP because I just went and looked it up. Economic game theory is out there somewhere.
Game theory. That sounds fun.
It's a fun class. If you can take it, take it.
It sounds fun. I don't even know what it is, but it sounds for fun. I imagine, I don't see why not. I imagine probably we'll be having a lot of conversations as, you know, as I'm registering for classes and as the years go on for me to get advice from you on what to miss out on.
I think you should always reach out to the people that have done it before. Not that I'm an expert, but there's some pitfalls that you make a class that you take that you maybe regretted. And if you can help somebody out, then you should. So it's a nice thing once you get into college, there's a network of people to help you.
Nice. Well, thanks for coming on the show, brother. It was good to have you on.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
That's Patrick Lopez, VP with MPG Automotive Services. Go to mpgautomotiveservices.com, right? And find out about that $10 part guarantee that they're talking about. You know, it seems too good to be true. Go find out if they're telling the truth. This is the Making College Country Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.